Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, big night in, for the Beaver hockey program. 10th NHLer last night. Owen Sillinger made his NHL debut in Columbus. Ironic that we're in Ohio and you and Travis were able to get down to the game in Columbus. What's it like witnessing a guy's first NHL game, a guy that played here and that you coached?
It was awesome. It was cool. And I'll obviously probably never going to – I'll never be able to do that again. But it was fun, just from the standpoint of watching him do that first game lap, you know. That was cool. I put a tear in my eye. And, you know, you sit there as a coach, too, and you realize, you know, everything these kids go through. It's a dream to play in the National Hockey League. That's what they've wanted. Owen's paid his dues. He played as a 20-year-old in Penticton. He came to Bemidji State. He endured 4 years, had four great years, but he had to go through COVID. He had to do a lot of different things. He gets an opportunity. He signs with Columbus. Plays very well in Cleveland over the course of the last 2.5 years. He signs a 1-year contract the first year. Then he gets extended the second year, and then the third year he gets another extension. So you know they're happy with him, and he got the chance last night. And he played really good, and so it was neat to see that as a 27-year-old getting his first game and going, you know, knowing what he went through. And that he wasn't your typical 23, 24-year-old young guy, so it was cool.
Is there anything better in sports than a rookie lap in the NHL? I think it's one of the coolest things that you can ever witness.
Well, hockey has a lot of neat, I'm telling you, there's a lot of neat things in hockey, and that's one of them, too. And again, Schultze, there might be some other cool things, too, but that is special because you're sharing it with the fans. And I think that's the neat thing. You're sharing it with your teammates and you're sharing it with the fans. They recognize it. They see it. And I think it is. It's got to be just an unbelievable feeling for that player.
One thing that I will always remember about Owen is his unbelievable skill, determination, work ethic, fill in whatever adjectives you want on the faceoff dot. Remember that one night up in Tech, heck, he won 35 or 40 faceoffs. I saw the stats. I'm like, this can't be right. Turns out it was. Not necessarily just for Owen, but for any pro player. How does being proficient and really good on the faceoff dot extend your career?
Well, it helps. It's a huge X factor. And that's a big one because, again, especially, especially in the bottom end of your lineup, but it doesn't matter. I mean, think about the penalty kill. Those years with Owen, a couple of years, we were at 88%, 89%, 90% on the penalty kill. And a lot of that's a testament to Owen winning that faceoff, clearing a puck. If you can clear a puck immediately, it seemed like you're halfway home for the next 2 minutes. And he ate a lot of minutes up for us, and he ate up a lot of quality minutes, and he came through in the clutch many times.
Last night he lost his first, won his second, won his third. Did it surprise you at all that he'd come back and win that second one?
Well, we were watching it because we were actually in that corner. And Wentz and I were both kind of like we were on our toes, like ready to watch that face out because we were watching the little things. Because, again, at the end of the day, if Owen wants to stay or if Owen wants to get called up again, he's going to have to be good on his faceoffs. He's going to have to make sure he manages the puck. He's going to have to be good on the wall. He's going to have a physical component. He's going to have to do so many little things well to gain the trust of the coaches. And we knew that those are really important situations for Owen because, again, all eyes are on him with the coaches. And I thought, again, he lost that first one, but then he just won that second one clean and that third one clean. And, again, you start doing all those things, you know, the trust from the coaching staff is enhanced, that's for sure.
That's the one part of pro hockey in particular that has always taken me aback a little bit is in recent history. Yes, recency bias, one might say, but Owen's one of the better players to play here recently. And he's got to fight and scratch and claw to get into the NHL lineup. He puts in so many years and so many games in the American Hockey League. It just tells you how darn good hockey players are in the NHL, doesn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you got to be really good. And you know what, Schultze? You got to be young almost, too. They want young guys. And it's harder and harder as you get older because – I mean, sometimes they look at it, they want that experience in the minors, but sometimes at 25, 26, and 27, you know, you're long on the tooth. and at that level, and it's hard. And they sit there, you know, philosophically, they're saying, well, we can get a 22 or 23-year-old do the same thing. That's why you have to be above and beyond. You have to have those intangibles, those attributes that, again, I'm going back to the word trust, but, you know, gets that organization to have a lot more trust in you versus maybe a younger player.
More with Coach Saratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Saratori. Tom, you said going into the exhibition game you wanted carryover. You got it. You were able to play a lot of guys. Jackson Panzer scores twice, but that's, you know, not as important in an exhibition game, but you want to contribute. You want to play well. As he's getting more ice time, how much more confident do you see him?
I see him a lot more confident, and we're confident when we see him in those games, and he does all these little things well. And it's very similar to Owen Sillinger. The things that Columbus are, you know, the thing Columbus is doing with Owen, they're looking at all these little things, face-offs, puck management, you know, being able to be good on the wall, versatility, center or wing. The same thing with Jackson. He adds a lot of intangibles for us. He's got good attributes, but he does little things so well. He'll get a puck out. He'll go to the right spot for a rebound. He'll win a key faceoff. He does all these things well, and I think the more he plays, he becomes more confident in those things.
You've got guys that you need to get in lineup, especially early on in a season, but how much do you see players develop quicker, perhaps, maybe that's the right word, when they are playing a back-to-back nights, when they're playing, you know, last week it was a Tuesday and a Friday, but it's back-to-back games, and, you know, they're able to stack one night onto the next.
It helps. And it's like anything. These guys will become a lot more proficient. They're going to be a lot more confident. They're going to be a lot more battle-tested the more they play. And it's just sometimes it's just hard getting guys in. It's not because, them needing a lot of things to work on. It's just sometimes the spot that they're in a particular situation or a particular year. One year to the next can be totally different for a player.
Patrick Sedisario is named the league's Defenseman of the Month in December. 3 goals, 1 assist. He, to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but to me is the same guy night in and night out. How important is that?
Well, exactly. And I think what's happening with Patty, Patty's becoming more confident, but he's also becoming, you know, more understanding of how he needs to play. And sometimes it's that old adage, you know, let's not, you know, we don't want to see you. We don't want to recognize you. Just, again, just be subtle. Do everything subtle. Play simple. And, he's really simplified his game. And by simplifying his game, he's actually more effective. And that's probably the best way of putting it. And that's what players need to do is that sometimes, again, just play simple because opportunities are just going to happen by being simple and being in the right spots and playing in the offensive zone and, you know, taking care of the puck. And he is figuring this out. And it's not easy coming over from Europe, Schultze. And it's a totally different game. And you got to remember – he still hasn't played the amount of hockey that, you know, that he probably would like right here as far as maybe a top four defenseman. So I think he's scratching the surface.
On to Bowling Green, new coaching staff here. Hockey's hockey, but have you noticed them doing anything drastically different than what BG has done in the past?
They're really physical. They're probably more physical than they've been in the past. That's the one thing. They're physical. And, you know, we better keep our heads up tonight.
This rink, stuff happens so fast. The goal line to the end wall, there isn't a whole lot of space there. I'm not even certain the goal line extended makes it all the way to the corner. When you don't have any room to work down low, that typically is an area of the ice that you guys like to be really, really good. How does that change what you need to do?
Well, we got to simplify the game. We got to funnel pucks. You just have to. You just got to funnel pucks and you got to just put pucks in there, create a little chaos by putting pucks in front of the blue area, and hopefully we got some numbers there.
On the power play in particular, what changes when you just have no room down there?
You got to shoot the puck. I mean, you got to shoot the puck more. You got to make sure you have a net front presence. And sometimes, again, it's the same principles. You got to have good puck recovery. If you want to create a scoring chance, get the puck quick and make a quick play because everything does happen a little quicker here.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.